Okay, Rabosai. Last time we got to speak a lot about Kalayim. That was our main topic. Yisro Zemorot and Eitzin and etc. In Kalayim. I want to just go over briefly some of these cases of the Gemara, some of the technicalities as to what counts as a kind of a chila, let's say, that creates a provocation for chazakah. The assumption is only the kind of chila that would engender a reaction macha counts as chazakah. And then I want to go on to Godros, which is a, you know, big lumdish sodya. So let's start with a nice formulation of the Ritva. Says the Ritva, I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself in the lines that more we've read so far, but says the Ritva, Dirasla Apikura, Klolo Sheldover. Ain't no chazaka, it's only chazaka, she yaave kederach ha-baylam. You have to act kederach ha-baylam. That, I think everyone agrees to, it's a little vague, kederach ha-baylam. Right, you have to act kederach ha-baylam. Behena yoser al-hotzah, you have to have a net profit. Right, that's based on the apikura v'ayokura. If you plant a core and you harvest a core, then you haven't made any profit, it doesn't count. You have to act kederach, if you don't act kederach ha-baylam, then that's not a chazaka. You have to profit. Even if the hana is be'isser. excuse me. Even if the hana is be'isser, that counts. This is based on the fact we quoted from the Ramban. He has a similar pshat that since the owner could have planted non-kalayim, even if you eat kalayim, that counts as chazaka. Let me continue. And you make a chizor to the bailam, and chizor to the bailam has to be behater, because the assumption of the bailam were from Yiddin. What does the Ritva say? It says the Ritva that what is the gender of an achilas chazaka? Says one, kederech bailam. Ochel kederech bailam. Okay. I don't think that's controversial. For example, what do we say here?
Yeah, the camera goes in and out, and now it's very blurry.
Good point. Okay, sorry about that. I am back. For example, we discussed the next line is achla shachas lahavi chazaka, right? If you cut it before the wheat grows, when it's hay and feed it to your animals, that's not a chazaka. And almost all of the Rishonim say, even though there have been almost all the Rishonim say, it's because now that's not the normal ikdachli and she. If it's in the neck of Mechuzah, a certain agricultural area where it's normal and they need a lot of shachas, habi chazaka. Okay, so the simple shot is you need ochel kederach bailam. The second shot is you needed a net profit, right? Machnis, net profit, as the Ritva says, machnis yoser misha hotzi. That is based on the Gemara right after that. We'll get to that. If you plant a kor and you reap a kor, that's not a chazaka. But as he says, b'afilu be'isser, even a prophet be'isser, even if you're from the we know prophet, which is the guy be'isser. B'afilu be'isser, and chiser the Bible. That is what the Ritva says. This is what the Ritva says. The question is, do we agree with him? So here we saw that in a few places, we see a machlokes rishonim where it is, where it's not so pasha. So let's start from the beginning of the Gemara and read it briefly. Outside the fence that keeps the wild animals away. Whatever he eats, the guy says, whatever he eats, the wild animal, whatever he plants, the wild animals will eat, and he won't profit anything. Okay, Rashbam says he's not mechazik and mechazki, and she's not doing it a normal way. Bailam, although there, this probably fails a lot of tests. Arla ain't a chazaka. Arla is not chazaka. Tani nami hachi. Achla arla shviyad klaim ain't a chazaka. But of course, as we know, the majority girsa was harezo chazaka. So what do we know from arla? Arla lechora we're talking about achila iser. He's planting in the normal way, or he's farming in the normal way, etc. What do we know about Arla? That this condition, Achila Isser, is very controversial. Very controversial. If you say it's not a chazaka, even most Rishonim who said it is a chazaka, they base themselves on Zmorot, which is almost all Rishonim, meaning Achila Isser is taka, not a Achila Isser. Is taka not a chazaka? You need to find some sort of case of achilas hatter. So girsa ain't a chazaka plus the hesber of zmoro, which is almost all rishonim would say achila iser is not a chazaka. However. The Rambam and the Rav Haigoin and the Ramban in his first shot, who said that, even though you may claim because the other guy could have planted, they say that Achilas Isser is a chazaka. So that is controversial. Whether Achilas Isser counts or not, and the Ritva, we should have the Ritva here because we started with the Ritva. The Ritva and the Ramban in his, maybe he agrees with this at all, is Pshatim. Say Achilas Isser does count as Chazaka. That is controversial. Also, how about the fact of the, so that's my focus, Chisor Labayim. When I eat Arla, is the Bailam Chasser anything or not? The Pasha, the Bailam isn't Chasser anything because he is not, because it would be Arla for him also. The Pasha Pshat is that, in terms of, do you need Chisor Labayim? So, says the, when it comes to Arla, says the Rambam and Rav Haigo Lechora, Lo Ba'inan. No, Achilas Isser Chazaka sounds like they're eating the payros. The Bailam couldn't have eaten the payros anyway. Doesn't matter. One of the conditions is not Chisor Labailam. So why would the Bailam object if there's no Chisor of the Bailam? The Bailam objects because it looks like you're taking over the land and keeping their land, not because you're Mechasser them the payros. However, from the Ramban, it's very clear. This is the difference between the Ritva, the Ramban versus the Rama or Haigoin. Ramban and Ritva, right? What do they say? They say, by Arla, you need Zmoros, but by Vlaya Kerem, it's enough that he could have planted it with Heter crops and the other Rishonim. It sounds like you do need Chisar Levayim. And that was the Chakir of the Chedush Rim that I think I put in brackets or something. Chedush Rim made this Chakir of what's wrong with Arla. is what's wrong with the earth. There's no chisur labayim, or that it is not a chazaka kid mechatzki inshi. What does he say? His suffix is, what about a house that was not for rental anyway, and someone lives there? The bialim hasn't lost anything. Here it's not so clear. This is a good parallel, because after all, even if it wasn't for rental, we could have made it for rental any second. But he says that depends. What's the problem with Arla? Says the Rashbam, what's the problem with Arla? De lo ichbas le bala sada vishnas Arla v'kachlo micha. He doesn't care that he's losing the years of Arla. Right? Sounds like there's no chisaron. Or he says, no, maybe that's just not the normal way to eat Arla. So there we have a bit of a machlokes. How about when it comes to Shvias? What's the case of Chazaka and Shvias? If you have the Gersa Rezo Chazaka, which almost everyone does, at least in Subas, what's the case of Shvias? All the Rishonim say the case of Shvias is Zmoros, except for Rashi and Subas. Rashi says the case of Shvias is eating Hefker. So Rashi and Subas said the Chazaka and Shvias is eating Hefker. Other than Hefsa the Bailim, if my aim is Hefker, obviously the Bailim hasn't lost anything. So Rashi in Subo seems to hold like Shvias. Rashi in Subo says this all the more last time. Says Lo Bahinan Kisara Labailim, because he says eating the hefker peyor Shvias is what makes the chazaka. While the other Rishonim who say talking about Zmoros. Why do the other Rishonim not say it's talking about Hefker? So again, you can only say because. It's not the normal Ikim Chaski and she, but we see two cases of Machlokes. Do you need Chisar Labailim? Do you not need Chisar Labailim? In Arla, the Rav of Haigon says you eat treif of, not treif, sorry, I'm not. The Bailam wouldn't have eaten it anyway, assuming the Bailam's from, doesn't care. Even the Zohar of the Bailam, it's Chazaka, no one else agrees. In Shvias, Rash says, even if you eat Hefker, that's Chazaka. And no one else seems to agree. Going a little further in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Achla Shachas, Lohabi Chazaka, we just read, which most Mepharshim say is because not Kederach, it's not Kedemachatsky Inshi, it's not the normal Derech. Afikur, skipping a line, but I'll kur, if you plant, if you plant what, if you reap what you sow, not in the metaphorical sense, but in the literal sense, you reap exactly what you sow, no more and no less. Here, the rich man brings a big machlokas with his Rebbe, or his Rebbe's the Ra'ah. Afikur, ba'il kur, you have no profit. What's the problem with having no profit? So says his Rebbe, Perish Mori Neiru, I assume that's the Rosh, Shlo Haita, Gamke Motzil Bailam Yoser. That what's the problem with Apikur Bailam Kur? The Bailam couldn't have done any better than you. You're not a bad farmer. The Bailam also could have made no profit, meaning the Bailam didn't lose anything. The problem with Apikur Bailam Kur is that the Bailam didn't lose anything. But if the Bailam had lost something, says the Ra'ah. If the Bailam had lost something, then it would be Chazaka, even though you didn't profit. Meaning, this is the Kach of the Ra'ah, says the, when it comes to Apikura Vechule, says the Ra'ah, you don't need profit. Just therefore, he says, the problem is not what does R say. It's not that you didn't make money when you were Apikur Bayil Kura. It's that the Bailam didn't lose money because they would have also been Apikur Bayil Kura. And what does the Ritva say? The Ritva himself says, no, you do need profit, even if you do need profit, even if the there was a loss to the Bailam. Even if the Bailam could have done much better. If you didn't profit, that's not a chazaka. So we see this also is a machlokes. And this all seems to be a machlokas. Maybe this is the last marker we'll bring in this discussion in terms of the chiddush of the Yad Ramah. What does the Yad Ramah say? The Yad Ramah says back on Arla. Says the Yad Ramah on Arla. Let me just find it. He says, Achla Orla. I raise the chazaka baha de ithani tfeini my da'afik ba. When is Arla chazaka? He holds it zmoro, like most Bishonim. Only if you make a net profit, meaning zmorot aren't worth so much. If you put a lot of work into the trees and only eat zmoro, then that's not a chazak. It's only chazak if you put 10,000 shekel worth of work and you get 10,500 shekel worth of zmorot. V'hadit hani tfeini my da'afikba. V'ilav hachi havle ka'afikor v'ail kor d'lo havi chazaka. Says the Ramah, likewise when it comes to zmoros arla, says the Ramah, you do need a profit. So even the zmorot arla, you need to sell more zmorot or feed your animal more zmorot than the work you put in. But not everyone agrees with this. There's a shut rashba who disagreed. The shut rashba that was in brackets here, chela gimel semen kuf mem tet. He didn't discuss the Ramah by name, but someone asked this. It says, Mistabrali, the Davka Amr Apakur Vail Kurl, Vijakarkabasal Hoti Koko, Shahoti Koko, Apri Shahoti Zemitaacher, Tokolov, and Zeminash Masaret. Apakur Vail Kur is no good because the land was bad. It wasn't good farming. But over here with Arla, even if you lose money and you get some more, it's still good farming. That's what Arla works. You put in a lot of money, you only eat some more road, and then 5 years later, you make a profit. And what does he say? Et cetera, et cetera. Lefish is a achal kederech habaylem. It's not derech habaylem to be apakor v'ayelkor. It's not the derech of farming to spend $10,000 and get $10,000 and break even. Then you make no money. You should have gotten a minimum wage job and sold the land. You could have been better off. But it is the derech that you lose money during the early year. Kederech habaylem shemotzino tzos v'shnei arla. It's not because there's something wrong with the land, says the Shad Rashba. No, you don't need profit. Oh, what do you need? Just Kederech Havailim. Just Kederech Havailim. Right? So here we see a big machloket. What basically are the rules? Is everything not kederech bailem? Do we also learn from apikur bailem kur that you need net profit? Not so pashut. Do we also learn from arla that you need to eat the heter? Not so pashut. And do we also learn to eat chisson or bailem? Also, all of these things are controversial. Another way of putting this is that what's wrong with, for example, what's wrong with apikura v'ayil kura? Why is it no good? It could be because there's no net profit. That's the shita of the Ramah and the Ritva. But says the Shut Rashba, because ain't no kiderech bailem, and says the Ra'ah, because ain't chisar l'bailem. So here you have a big machlokes, what the problem is. Is this a makar of no profit? This would be the makar. L'chor, this is the candidate. It seems to say explicitly that you need profit. Or is it not a makar? What is the problem with the problem with what's the case of Shviat? So, let's say better. What's the problem with Arla if we're dealing with Peirot? Right? Peirot Arla, not Tzmora, which according to everyone. So, that's the Chakir of the Chidush HaRim. What's the problem with Orla, if you're dealing with Pera, says the Rambam and Rav Haigon, it actually works. It actually works. Says the Ritva and the Ramban, there's no Chisar on the Bailam. That's the problem. That's why it doesn't work unless you're talking about Zmorot. Says the, well, I don't have, it says the most Rishonim. Says most Rishonim. Because it's Achilat Isser. And Achilat Isser doesn't count. And Achilat Isser doesn't count. Okay, what else should we, how about, what do we learn, what do we learn from Shviat? All right. I guess Rashi thinks you don't need Chasor Levailim. So we put, who else thinks you? Right, Rashi. Okay, good enough for now. Okay, let's just make two other details and then we'll go on. There's this thing of tafticha lo habichazaka. No one knows what tafticha is. It's a big mess. Seems to be lashon pituach, but no one's exactly sure what that means. And there are just a gazillion shitas exactly what is tafticha. Let's just review some of them. Tafticha, see what room we have. Says the Rashbam here. The Rashbam is two pshatim. He is himself, and he is Rabbeinu Chananel. Says the Rashbam that tafticha karka pitucha umleya b'koyim miloshem pituach. It's cracked. Bein motzia pirotah neirasa. It's so bad that it's cracked. It's so bad that it's cracked, and therefore no one's choshish limchot because it doesn't really grow properly. And then he quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, not that it's cracked. That somehow it rained and the sun came out and it not cracked in a bad way, cracked in a good way. It plowed itself. And therefore, apparently that's not the derech of Bailam. Okay, so what does it mean, says the Rashbam? It's miloshon cracked. Tavtich is miloshon cracked. And it doesn't grow much. I assume it doesn't mean you don't get one stalk. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, also the Lashon cracked, meaning it plowed itself. And that is not the derech of Bailam. So weird, it's not the derech of Bailam. And these are all not the derech. Another example is the Ravid, as quoted in the Shitim Gubetzes, and the Iri. They quote from the where's the Ravid here? Miloshon Yiftach Bishadet Maso Tchila Poschna Sadi Vicharisha in Amuka Charkach Pam Apam Acheres Korshno Sa Amuka Yoser. Okay, the second shot of the Kanana. What's the Ravid's first shot? Also, Miloshon not cracked, but Tavticha opening. You have two Charishos, one to open and one to properly plow. You only did the first Charisha, not the second. Then it hardly grows anything. So the Lashon opened, meaning you did the first plowing, but not the second, and therefore it doesn't grow anything, or it grows hardly anything, maybe you could say, if you wanted to be a little more accurate. The Yagrama says, he says, it cracked and Zera fell in by itself. Again, he says miloshon cracked, meaning it plowed and sowed itself. Right? It cracked. You didn't even plant anything. Just seeds fell in naturally, right? Like if there'd be no human beings, things would still grow, and a little grew, but that's clearly not kederech bailam. Okay, maybe we'll leave that for now. That's one general derech. What's the derech? The derech is something grew, but you ate, but it was not the normal derech of Bailam, right? That's one approach to the tafticha is, achila shelo kederech baylos. That's one approach. The second approach in Tavticha. The second approach to Tavticha is that it's similar to the Gemara we're going to have later on in Daf Vavam and Aleph, that it is avoda liachila. You work the land, you improve the land, but you didn't profit from the land. What does Rav Haigon say, quoted in the Rashba? And it's also the Sefer Mekka of Rav Haigon, if you look it up there in Shar Mem. He says, "Patach tinoros mayim, milosho p'tichat tinoros." You open the watering system, but you didn't harvest. You just open the watering system without harvesting. You improved the land, but you didn't improve yourself. You didn't profit. That is not a chazaka. And even though the Meir seems to say differently, it's pretty pashut to me that that's the sheet of the Rambam. Because what does the Rambam say about tavticha? Obviously, the Rambam is not going to tell you. This is this line in the Gemara that he's not writing a pirush on the Gemara, but nonetheless, what does the Rambam say? He says, "V'chein im pasach v'shvili mayim upitach v'shidei bilvad." Okay, look, patach shvili mayim upiteach v'shidei bilvad, and he opened. Clearly, that's Miloshon Tavticha, and clearly he is following Rav Haigon. Although, just to be fair, the Loshon is a little funny. Patach Shvili Mayim, he opened the bell, including the. Oh, the internet's back. Okay, I lost you for a second, but I should be back now. Yehuda, give me a thumbs up if you can hear me.
We hear you.
Great. Okay. The Rambam says we open the Shvili Mayim. Then he says Piteach v'shidei. He opened and what is a little shidei? He broke, destroyed it, like robbed it. It's not clear to me exactly what he means, but
we lost you, Rebbe.
No good.
Okay, we're back. The center of Haigon and the Rambam. And the Rambam, Patach Tzinorot Mayim. Patach Tzinorot Mayim. The Meiri, however, when he quotes the Rambam, if you look at the Meiri here, right, the Rambam's always Gdolei HaMechabrim. In the Meiri, and when the Meiri quotes the Rambam here about Tavticha, what does he say? It says Inyan Tavticha, etc. First goes Gulei Mefarshim, which is a Ravid, and then he says V'yesh Mefarshim, V'yesh Mefarshim, V'yesh Mefarshim. Dolei Amachavim Pirshu Shalom Zara Shemesh Shehitzba Bacharisha Upituach Meshida Chaloshadim. You only did Charisha. I think that's from the end of the Rambam. Piteach Meshida. The Rambam says two things. One is like Rav Haigon. The other is referring to Harisha. The Meiri picks up on the second part of the Rambam. This is also the Yeshiva portion of the Ritva. So the Rambam and the Yeshiva portion in the Ritva, the Rambam seems to say both things. The Rambam often, it's not uncharacteristic of the Rambam. There are two Pshat and the Gemara say both of them if he thinks they're both right. Harisha, Bilvad. He only did Harisha. And that's a different way of understanding Tavticha, that it's referring to working without eating.
That's the Pirush of the Rambam.
What?
The Pirush of the Rambam is
no, but no, the Ravid says, you no, because the Ravid says you did the first Harisha without the second and planted and ate, but it was very bad. Right, so this is all Achila Shel Kederach, and this is all Avodah of the Achila. Okay, we have many Pshatim in Tavticha. The truth is, in the Rabbeinu Chananel, if you look in the one from the Sefer Aner, he has a second Pshat, in addition to what everyone quotes, which is Psukei Navrat Dikla. Instead of eating the fruits, he only ate the, I'm not sure how that fits Lashon of Tavticha, everything else is opening, you know, Chavish is opening the land. He ate the bast, the fibers around the palm tree and not the dates. Okay, that's also a very weird way of eating. Last line in this part of the Gemara we'll cite. Hani de Bei Reish Galusa lo machzi gevahu lo mach lo mach lo mach machazki bon lo machazkinan behu the Reish Galusa, the people from the house, the Reish Galusa. We can't have a chazaka against them, and they can't have a chazaka against us. Let me just get the board. Sorry. Okay. We don't have a chazaka in the fields of the Reclusa's house, and they don't have a chazaka against us. What is that? This has to be divided. Low, what's the first one here? The first one is low masaki bun. They don't have a chazaka against us, right? They Reish Galusa lo machziki bun. Meaning, if the Reish Galusa's people occupy my field for 3 years, it's not a valid chazaka. Why not? What's wrong with the what's wrong with the Big Reish Galusa? Why can't they have a chazaka in us? Says the Rashbam in Hechzik Echmei Misod Oseinu in Chazaka Tzarek Lizar V'Shtaru Demachmas Yir Asa Lo Michabahu. The whole point of Chazaka is not Noche. But where people are afraid of the Bei Reish Galusa, they could kill us, they could do whatever, they could damage us very, very harshly. So therefore, one shot is the Rashbam, says the Rashbam, Eino Moche Machmas Yir Asa. And therefore, it's not a riot from the fact that it was a moche 3 years, because people are afraid to be moche. The Rabbeinu Chananel says the same thing. The Meiri says, okay, many say the same thing. However, Rabbeinu Gershom says a little differently. He says Rabbeinu Gershom. It is right here. Pani dvei rish glusha eina chadaki deshul kvodan shasti inshi. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, not because of your asam. Kvodan. Out of the kavod of the Bei Reish Galusa, people can't be mocha against them. People can't bring the words out of their mouth to be mocha against the Bei Reish Galusa. Out of the kavod of the Bei Reish Galusa, it's not socially acceptable to be mocha against them. Next, you're afraid they'll hurt you. But because because out of kavod, and the Yad Ramah says something a little similar, says the Yad Ramah, that your main niach, when the Yad Ramah brings this down, how does he say it? He says, people let them live in their houses, out of the kavod, and they're not moche. Okay, so he is the on Rabbeinu Gershom side, that it's all about the kavod of the Bei Reish Galusa. The Rabbeinu Chananel's on the Rashbam side, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, Dibni Adam is Yarin Mayhem. Okay, so here we can add the Rach Rashbam. Those are the two main shatim why the Bei Reish Galusa doesn't have a chazaka.
Two different conceptions about the relationship between the
two. Very different conceptions about, meaning everyone agrees, let's just give a parallel. Everyone agrees when it comes to a, well, not everyone agrees, almost everyone agrees to discuss it. When it comes to a guy, everyone agrees it's Yira. When it comes to a Gazma later on, everyone agrees it's Yira. So the question is, how do we view our own political leaders, right? This is, you know, I don't know, this may be a difference, you know, 100 years ago and nowadays. Do we view our political leaders as despots, as they're all goyim and gazlanim? Or no, are we mechaved them so much that even when they're doing something wrong, we don't want to say anything on kavod? Okay, fascinating machlokes. How about the Bei Reish Tavusa? This is the bigger chiddush. Lo, what's the lashon? Machzekinan behu. We can't have a chazak against them. If I farm the field, the race solution for 3 years, then it doesn't count as a chazaka. Why not? Why can I? They're certainly not afraid of me and they're not machabing me, so why weren't they mocha for 3 years? So here we have a lot of different pshatim because it's not so obvious. There's no obvious pshatim like there are over there, two obvious pshatim. Kavod and Yira, you know, do we look at them as Melech HaMashiach, as Beis David, or do we look at them as, you know, the Tsar? Here it's not so obvious. So says the Rashbam. So he starts out and says two things. He says they don't object to your being there because they have so much property, they don't have time, they don't have enough headspace, enough resources to maintain their property. So they're happy for you to live there to maintain your property. So they have such big real estate holdings that they don't have time to take care of them all. Okay, why don't they just tax farm it out or appoint pikidim? I have no idea. But aren't they afraid you want to keep it forever? No, they know they're so strong, they get it back anytime. So they don't bother to be mocha. Let us, why do you have to say two things? Let me come back to that in a second. Let me sort of artificially, treat them as two separate pshatim, even though they're clearly not. Says the Rashbam, smeichim she'acherim mitaknim, you know, sort of saying him, or I don't know, because of bias or sada, I don't know if he said. They're very happy, but in this sados, right? They're saying him. They're happy for other people to maintain them because they have too much property to take care of. Okay. The Rashbam also says, and this is what the Me'iri says also. Says the Me'iri right here. Oh, I'm open to the Me'iri, so it happens to work out. Says the Me'iri, Rashi Galuya Shaba Bavel, etc. First he says, we should have them here, because everyone's so afraid of them. No one's mocha in them. But then, right, what he's saying, he's talking, Masim will tell us all briefly, not a mocha lachas kasam. But then he says, Acher Sheikh Tum Nechseyem, Eina Kazak, Vidoch Shiyadam Tekifa in Choshen Limchos Klau. Since Yadam Tekifas, they can do what they want, they don't bother me mocha, because they can just take whatever they want. So says the Rashbam and the Me'iri. Mitoch sheyadam tekifa ein choshishin limchos ki yecholim lakachas b'chol eis. They can always take whatever they want. So why do they have to be mocha? When they want their property back, they'll just come take it. So it's not a raya from the fact they weren't, it's not a raya from the fact that they weren't mocha. The Rashbam also quotes another pshat that he doesn't like, v'yesh b'farshim b'lo nehira. V'yesh b'farshim b'lo nehira. This is, again, is it nice or is it business? V'yesh b'farshim l'pishat sukum tzorchei tzibur en yodami machvilhem. They're so busy with tzorchei tzibur, they have no time to deal with their own property. And therefore, the fact they weren't mocha is not this is also quoted in the Me'iri. The Me'iri quotes lots of pshatim in Dark of HaKodesh. This is also found in Rabbeinu Gershom as the Inami. Where did he get it from? They didn't like it. So the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rashbam which is the Inami in the Rabbi Gershon, says, Trudim Bitsurchi Tzibur V'ein Yodim Mimachzik V'nichzeihem. There's such tzaddikim that they have no time to worry about their own property, and therefore the fact they were in Moches just because they were busy with Tzurchi Tzibur.
Really, everybody's the Shittasa.
And those people who view them in a good way keep viewing them in a good way. Those people who view them in a perhaps negative way, despotic, way, continue doing so. Correct.
What about like Melech, that it's beneath their dignity, like Rabbi Gershon the other way? In other words, it's beneath their dignity to expect them to come to Bimocha, like by Melech and Ganimot.
Okay, interesting. What does he say? The Rabbi Gershon first shot says to me, Shum the Ashirim Ninhu Shaki, because they're so rich, they're shoting. He doesn't say the Nuchobet. Why not say it's beneath their dignity to be Moche? I think the answer is because we're saying Hanidave Reish Kalusa. The Reish Kalusa himself might be beneath his dignity, but the people in it, we're talking about the Reish Kalusa, is a whole apparatus. I don't think it's Chotzer, it's beneath their dignity. And the Meiri quotes it also. He quotes from Gershom, Tupshatim. Yesh Beparshim Atam, as the Yesh Beparshim. He says, Ashram Einam Kvedim. They're so rich that they're not Makvid. What does this mean? They're so rich that they don't. Now it's a little funny because if you talk to people in the real world, they say, you ask someone, this guy's so rich, why is he so worried about every dollar? Says, that's how he got so rich. You don't get so rich if you don't worry about every dollar. But apparently he's never Neshkapa. The Rabbi Gershom himself in his first shot says they're so rich that they don't that they don't work. We took Ashram Einam Mochim, meaning they don't care so much because they're so rich they don't care so much. But the nicest way of seeing them, and this is going to be a non-lishitase, the nicest way of seeing them is what the Abrama says. You want to have a really nice way of seeing, of understanding the Reish Kalusa, look in the Abrama. Here he says, V'chein lo machas ginan behu, mishon davidi inu lemish beginchin reidu v'atayu mechal adatayu, der aratayu, it should be derech nedivos. If someone lives in their house or eats their field, they let him do it out of nedivos, out of generosity. They're generous and they don't object to people. And therefore, they're being generous. A regular person, he doesn't object. Why isn't he worried about keeping his property? But they're generous. They let people use their property and they don't worry about it. That's also what Rabbi Yochananel says. Okay, there he's not. She tells say, but that's the last shot. The last shot is the Rabbi Yochananel and the Yad Rama, and because Menichin La'anoshim Machmas Nedivos, generosity. They're so generous, they let people stay in their, stay in their land out of generosity, and that's why they're not Mocha. Okay, so we have a bunch of different shotim. By the way, how does the Rambam hold here? The Rambam did not necessarily weigh in here. Which way does the Rambam hold? So the Rambam doesn't say very much, but perhaps you can make a deal. Because what does the Rambam say? I'll read you the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam is an interesting context. What's his interesting context? He says, V'chein Roshe Golio Shel Osos Man. He didn't have Reish Kalusa in his days. V'Gazlin V'Akum. He puts the Reish Kalusa's house with the Gazlin and the Akum. Ein Achilos and Rai Meshim Bali Zroa. Their achila is not a raya because they are bali zroa, because they are strong men. V'chein chirashot v'katan ein achilos and raya v'she'in lem taina. Okay, chirashot v'katan, those words, they don't have a taina. V'chein ha-machzik v'nechseim ein achilos and raya. Likewise, whoever is machzik in their nechasim, achila is not a raya. So first of all, he said, because they're bali zroa, their achila is not a raya. The simple shot is, Machmat Yerasan, they're Bali Zroa. You're afraid to be Mocha in them. But what about us in them? So here it's a little funny. The Rambam says, V'chein ha-machzik b'nechseihem ein achilas oraya. If you're machzik and they're nechasim, you're talking only about Chereshot v'katan, or also that Beish Galusa, Aslan, and Akum. Not so clear. I admit, not 100% clear. However, and this is where, if you look in the Beish Yosef clearly understands that the pshat is there's no, even looking at Frankel, there's no halacha break between Gazlan, Akum, and I'm going to have two tainas. Why? When the Rambam says Gazlan, Akum, and Beish Galusa have no chazaka because they're always wrong. Here, Shelton Kadan, no chazaka, they have no taina. And likewise, if we're Maxigan, they're chasim, that's not a raya. Even only chazaka means Beish Galusa, Akum also. Why? Number one, there's no halacha break. If you look at the Frankel, they put in the proper halacha break based on the Kispiyad. There's some editions where they find our breaks. They always so some useless, because then you can't look anything up. Frankel was very smart. He kept the old Alphabet Gimel down so you could look things up, but he put two dots where there's a real halacha break. And there's no halacha break here.
Kappa confused us completely, putting both.
Okay, right. So there's no halacha break here. So Lachora is going on the whole halacha. But more so, the Gemara says, Hani Dvirish Galusa, Lomachsi Gibbon, Lomachsi Gimbahu. The Darkel Rama is to quote what's in the Gemara. So Lachora, he should have to quote that we're not Machsi Gimbahu Galusa, and he's doing it here. But what's interesting, when the Rama says we can't be Machsi Gimbahu Galusa, he also puts in Gathlin and Akum. He's the only one. He made this up. Not a scratch. The logic. That you can't be machzik in an akum. You have no chazak against an akum gafel. That's how the Beis Yosef read the Rambam. Kasa Rabbeinu, shu adin she'in lachirim chazakim nechseyem. Sorry, ha-gazla in lo chazakim. Kasa Rabbeinu, dehu adin de'in lachirim chazakim nechseyem. Don't you have to use the Torah wrote that. V'chein kasa Rambam, where the Torah get it from. Beis Yosef said, v'chein kasa Rambam. So the Rambam, what's the Rambam's chiddush? If everyone's reading the Rambam, the Torah and the Beis Yosef, and everyone else are reading the Rambam's properly, the Rambam's chiddush that not only what's the Rambam's chiddush, if we're reading the chain, ein machzikim be nechsei gazlan ve'akom, and l'chor, it's the same reason. Just like you have the machzik in the Beis Yosef, you can't be machzik in the property of a guy or the property of a goslin. Now, why is that? If it's because they have too much property to take care of, that's true of a guy and a goslin. If it's because they are busy with Tzarkei Tzibur, that's certainly not true of a goslin and an akum. It's because they are generous, that's certainly not true of a goslin and the akum. It's because they're so rich they don't care. It's not every goslin and akum so rich. Look over at the raya from the Rambam that the Rambam will hold like to be hearing. Right? Because if the reason you can't be machzik and Beish Galusa, they don't bother with mochik. They know they can just kill you and take whatever they want, whenever they want. That's also true of a goslin, and that's also true of an akum to their balei zroa. I'll just end with one thing, and then we'll go weiter, which is the Rashbam. That's in the Yesh Mefarshim. In fact, because the Yesh Mefarshim is because he found it in Gershom, so he quoted this Yesh Mefarshim. But and the first part, reading Gershom, he sort of worked it in. Why did the Rashbam begin to say two things? They're happy that other people fix up their property, and they don't worry to be moche because they don't worry about being moche because they know they can just take whatever they want. Why is it enough to just say they're not moche because they're happy you're fixing up their property, or they're not moche because someone comes back, they can take whatever they want? So you can view this Rashbam, you can always say it's just a quantitative issue. Each of these reasons is like a half reason not to be moche, but it's not so strong. On the one hand, they're happy people fix up their field. Maybe they're not so happy. On the one hand, they're not worried because they think they can just take it back whenever they want. On the other, maybe they are worried. Two of them together are good enough. But it could be that it's not a quantitative thing, it's a qualitative thing. Why does the Rashbam need to say? Why does the Rashbam need to say two things? Maybe it's not just you add 5 and 5 and you get 10. But why does the Rashbam need to say two things? Maybe because he thinks, and this is a big, big machlokas, and I admit I'm going out a little bit on a limb here, that there are two reasons someone would object. A, they should object because right now you're using their property without permission. B, they should object because there are forces. So if you say there are two reasons why they should object, then, oops, maybe you could say, right, that there are two reasons a marakama should object. A, because of the taking the shimush now. B, afraid you will claim it's yours and keep it forever. So if there are two reasons a marakama should object, now it's not pashut. The pashut pshat is most people, and if there are two reasons a marakama should object, yes, there are two reasons why they won't object now. One is, here he says, smeichem shemitaknim nechseihem. Ah, he's stealing the use of my property now. No, Andrav, I'm happy he's maintaining the property now. It's worth it maintaining the property. Ah, but even if it's worth it maintaining the property, but he might want to keep it forever. It's not the fact that he's maintaining the property this year makes it worth it that he's stealing the use of it this year. It doesn't make it worth it he's going to keep it forever. No, the fact that he can keep it forever is somchem sheyadam tekifa. So maybe there's five understood. Again, this is a chitch. I think most people through the Perek would assume that the guy's gonna keep it forever. That's what he says. I'm mocha, hold on to your shtar. But it could be the Rashbam understood. No. He should be mochex, he's upset you're stealing the usage this year. And he should be mochex, he's upset that you might decide to keep it forever. And therefore he says, in this case, there are two reasons he should be upset, but neither reason applies. He's not upset that you're using it now because you're maintaining it now. And he's not upset you're going to keep it forever because he knows he can just take it back whenever he wants.
This reason is not much to live with Shalosh Shana.
The first reason is correct. I mean, the pashut shot is clearly that everyone thinks the reason he's mocha is because he's afraid you're going to keep it forever. But then why not just say they're choshesh that yodam tekifa and they can take it back anytime so they're not mocha? Why do you have to add the first part? Unless the Rashbam also thinks that.
Maybe because you also would imply that nobody would have to go into the fact. You really have to explain why somebody would go into the fact in the first place.
Yeah, but he's not explaining it. He's explaining why they're not mocha, right? I'll read it again. When they come back, they'll find that it is improved. So they're happy they let you go. And they don't worry about being mocha. The truth is that, maybe I'll say a little better. Because maybe what it really sounds like, there's one reason they let you go in, and there's another reason. You're right. Maybe I'll say a little better. Why did the Rashbam need two things? Why not just say one thing? Either one of those could have been a good enough reason. So I think what he's saying is this, and maybe this is only true in the Reish Kalusa. In a normal person, what could he have done? He could have been mocha, right? I think what he's saying is this. A normal person should have been mocha. That's the rest of the parak. But the Bei Reish Kalusa, remember, they're Yodam Tekifa. They should have done two things. They should have, a normal person, if AB occupies my field, what can I do? The only thing I can do is be mocha and then someday sue him in court. The Bei Reish Kalusa, they're powerful. They can do whatever they want. They should have physically remove them. Unlike me, Bednarz can't physically remove someone. He can go to court, and then he has to be there, and he has to bring his witnesses, et cetera, et cetera. Should have physically removed him immediately. Right? The Bei Reish Kalusa has power, and they also should have been mocha like a regular person. The Bei Reish Kalusa has more power. For them, we have two taimim. Why weren't you mokem? Why didn't you remove him? And that's why the Midrash Kulshan need two answers. The answer why they weren't mokem is because samach al zeh sheyado tekifa. And the reason why he didn't physically remove him is because, not samach, but samach, bazeh she mitaknim nechasav. So maybe that's why you need two explanations. The Beirish Kulusha, we have a double time. If you're powerful, you should have kicked him out. And even if you're not powerful, you should have removed him. The answer is I didn't kick him out because I was happy he was improving and maintaining my field. And I wasn't mocha because I figure I can come back and get it whenever I want. And that's why you maybe only need two svaras by the Beirish Kulusha that AB will agree with. Okay, I think we're ready to go weiter and start Godris. Okay, very, very fascinating, important. Let me just get the board. Okay, Godros. Says the Avodim. Avodim of Chetzkes Gimel Shanim. Avodim Yishlam Chazaka. The Gemara is Avodim Yishlam Chazaka. Avodim of Chazaka. The Amar Reish Lakish. And Godros Eilam Chazaka. Reish Lakish says, Godros don't have Chazaka. What are Godros? Godros are, like we had in this week's Parsha, if you're in America, last week's Parsha, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, Godros, right? Gedros son with Nivnel Mekneinu Po. Rashi says, Godros son chaldom rahalak medrachim v'shvakim. Animals that walk around in public property. Right? Animals that walk around in public property. Elam Chazaka. Why is it no Chazaka? Because they walk around in public property. What does it prove that you're holding them? So Avadim also walk around in the streets. So how is there a chazaka? Marava, Einam chazaka li'alter, only Yishlam chazaka li'achar gimel shanim. Yeah, there's no chazaka li'alter in Godros and Avadim, but there is chazaka in gimel shanim. Okay, there's a lot to discuss here. Let's take it one step at a time, maybe with your apologies. I won't go exactly in the order of the Makoro sheet. Instead, I'll go in the order of the Gemara. There's Godros Einam chazaka. And then there's Einlam Chazaka La'alter, Avol Yeshlam Chazaka La'akhir Gimel Shanim. First, I just want to discuss for a moment or two why Godros Einlam Chazaka. And here, I want to discuss two things. What is number one? What is special about Godros? Why is there no chazaka for Godros? Lama ein chazaka legodros. Again, we're talking about the altar, right? If you have a sheep and I'm holding that sheep tomorrow, there's no chazaka. Okay, tomorrow later we'll say there's exceptions. An eved katan muto barisa, right? A baby eved who doesn't walk in the street has chazaka. Later on, Godros sonam surs leroe, right? That's the Gemara we didn't get to yet. But what we're calling easy de misiri leroa, or easy to put de narda de misiri leroa. Sheep that are always guarded by a shepherd have a chazaka, but normal godros don't have a chazaka. Why don't godros have a chazaka? Why, if I'm holding a sheep, does that not prove it's mine? Anyone? Let me go back for a second. If I am holding your... If I'm holding your watch, it proves it's mine. Why does it prove it's mine? I don't even prove 100%, but we assume it's mine because things that are people holding are generally theirs, and we don't assume they just like grabbed it with mugged someone and took their watch. It's possible, but the assumption is whatever you're holding is yours. Godros. Ein lahem chazaka. So, what would you say? Anyone? Chime in. Why is there no chazaka by Godros?
Because they walk around. They're not, they can go anywhere.
And therefore what? Finish your sentence.
Therefore, the person who holds them is not necessarily the owner.
Why? Because maybe, why is, how did he get
them? Maybe they came from somebody else.
He's not muchzak.
Maybe what happened? They walked around the street, and maybe what happened? Maybe they walked into his house on their own. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom here. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. What does he say? Godos Elam Chazaka, Kigon, Sonu Behema, Shem Hexes, Behema Chazaka, Mishon, H. Bemruchayim, the Ekalamemar, Me'ileim, Holchu Etzlo, Behexes, Behem. Maybe they walked into his house or his yard on their own. So one shot is, says Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, because Ulai Nichnesu, Lershuso Me'atzman. Maybe they walked into his house on their own. Who says something similar? The Rambam says something similar. What does the Rambam say when he brings down Godros Einlem Chazaka? Listen to the Rambam, the beginning of Toy Minit on Perik Yod. Behema Ochaya She'ina Shmur El Malech Tvol Mokom Veroa. Eina Bechezka Zeshe Tafsa. May actually you do a Levayim, as long as they're Markama, Ketzad. It's Heviyat Tvay Edim Shemehim Al Zosu Yolo. The Markama proves it used to be his animal. And then the guy who's holding it out says, I bought it from you, or I got it from you. Eino Naman, why? The fact that he's holding it doesn't prove anything. Because maybe, he doesn't mean Shaharei for sure. Maybe it just walked by itself. So the Rambam says something similar to Rabbeinu Gershom. He's not the only one. If you look in the Yad Verma here, says the Yad Verma, he says, Ella came into Avidi the Azul Shomer, since the sheep walk around without a Shomer, Amar male Ilu Rashus and Ivan Absinu. We should suspect maybe they just went into the guy's Rashus and he grabbed them. And the Meiri says the same thing here. If you look at the Meiri, he says, Elam Chazaka lo Omrim Shame Atzman Holchu Rashuso Shelzeh. They just went in by themselves. Likewise, Muka Yosef says, She Tachal Omer. Who nichnas sham the ein lo chazaka? It might have walked in by itself. So lots of people agree with the Rabbeinu Gershom. What's the contrast? Why am I making a big deal? What's the contrast? I mean,
isn't that the Rashbam as well?
Aha! Partially. Let's look at the Rashbam. Hagodos ein lo chazaka. Godos son chaldavar mahalik madrachim v'shvakim. She yachalom emi atzmo nichnas. They could have walked in by himself. Oh. Or you brought it into your house. Aha, interesting. He says two things. They could have walked in by themselves, or you could have brought them into yourself. This is also what it says in the Sefer Aruch. Sorry, I didn't put the Sefer Aruch on the Makoros. The Sefer Aruch says the same thing as the Rashbam, right? Who quoted the Sefer Aruch? The Evan Azel. And that is, look at the Ritva. Says the Ritva, to Azli Bishuka. You could grab them. Says the Rashbam, they might have walked in by themselves, or you might have brought them into your shus. What do you mean you might have brought them into your shus? If I have Evie's watch, I also might have brought it to my shus. No, how can I brought it to my shus? It wasn't after in the street. So I think the Rashbam is right. He's adding something different. The Rashbam and the Sefer Ha'aruch added, and the Ritva says the Ritva that Ulai Tafsam Bishok Zechnisam Lershuso. Meaning, maybe you grab them in the shop. There are two different ways of understanding. What is unique about Godros? What I'm claiming is there are two different ways of understanding what's unique about Godros. Again, what do you mean I'm claiming? I'm not making it up. I found it in the Eved Ozel. Okay, but you only find things in the Eved Ozel when you think things before you find them in the Eved Ozel.
Right? But isn't there a third possibility? Isn't there a possibility that he's not muhsar because they can walk away by themselves?
So hold that thought for a moment. I'm very in the subject if that's a third possibility or a different question. But let's just keep this for a second. What's the point? The point is, why is Eino Chazaka and Godros? Is it because they can walk into or let's say this. Because maybe they entered your rishos on their own, or no. Says the Rashbam, it's not only because they entered your rishos, maybe you brought them into your rishos, because they are lying unguarded in rishos harabim. Because they're unguarded in rishos harabim, most property people keep an eye on. However, this property, as they walk around, anyone can grab them in rishos harabim. Those are two very different explanations. The Ibn Azal's Madaik, I think correctly, that according to Ibn Gershon, the Rambam, no, we don't say anything lying in rishos harabim as no chazaka. No, we don't assume people stole things. The only time the chazaka might have walked in by itself, says the Ritva, and really the Rashbam and the Aruch have this also, which means they say, no, we do suspect people grabbed things, took them home to Sarabin. Says the Ebon Azul, tremendous nafkamina. I'm going to say better nafkamina. Right? Is there chazaka? What about things that don't move by themselves but are left unguarded in Rishon Sarabin? Right? Don't tell me a car nowadays, because cars nowadays, our society has improved in some ways. Most ways it hasn't. But in some ways, our science improved. Number one, there's no more cheskens abatim, really. Why? Because there's a tabo, or there's a, you know, a title authority in different countries. When you buy or sell land, you register it with the government, and then they know who owns it. On my car, I leave unguarded in the street. Okay, when I buy or sell a car, you also need a title. So then it's an owned enough. That, obviously, if I didn't sign over the title, I didn't sell it to you. How about people who leave their bicycles and tricycles unguarded on the sidewalk? Is there chazaka? Is there not chazaka? Right? That should be a real nafkamina. What about nafkamina? Nafkamina is items which don't walk on their own, but are left on their own in rishos harabim, such as, now it depends where you live, right? But where I live, people leave the bicycles in the sidewalk. Is there a chazaka? I can prove it's my bicycle. I have a receipt that I bought it with the little mispar sheled, the number. And now you're holding the bicycle. Who wins? That should be enough to mean, says the Ibn Azal. His case is a little different. But according to Rabbi Gershom, etc., there's only no chazaka by Godros and the Rambam, because they might have come in on their own. But then, any that didn't walk in on its own, Yeshbaim chazaka. Oh, you might have stolen my bike in the street. No, when someone's holding a bike, we don't assume they stole it. As long as it doesn't walk on its own, we don't assume you stole it, we assume you're a mosak. However, if you say it's because they're having rishos harabim, then Abraham Chazaka. What's the example? The example is, the Ibn Azal's example, is Heros Misadeh She'ena Gedura. How about, we're not talking about the bottom of the field, we're talking about the Heros. Your field is unguarded. And all of a sudden, I took the fruits off your tree. There's no fence. And I claim I bought them, you claim I stole them. Who wins? So he says, according to Derek of the Rambam, I win. I believe that I bought them. Because whoever's holding something, we assume it's theirs unless it could have walked on its own. But according to the Ritva and the Rashbam, you win. Because since no one stopped me from taking it, it was just available, then there's no chazaka. Or how about bicycles, etc., things that people leave in rishos harabim, right? People leave their garbage cans in rishos harabim, right? I don't know how often they would go to court to fight over the garbage can. I'm holding your garbage can. You say, what do you mean? You took it off my sidewalk. You say, what do you mean? I'm holding it. That should be a nafkamina of this machloka, says the Ibn Azal. That anything which is hefker for taking rishos harabim doesn't move. According to the Rashi, the Rambam, only things that move are gold juice. Goldrush is only avodim and behemoth that move. Things that move, there's no chazaka. Things that don't move, there's chazaka. Maybe I stole it from the street, but maybe I didn't. The assumption is that anyone is holding something that doesn't move, it's theirs until proven otherwise. But according to the rich and the Rashbam, the moving's not what's important. It's the being unguarded or shazaraban that's important. So anything that's unguarded or shazaraban, but I have no chazaka, this could be a tremendous nafkamina in modern day halacha l'maisa. I can imagine people like fight over something like this. So this is a tremendous nafkamina. Now, Joel points out something interesting. Which is, he wants to go a little further. He wants to say that the point is not that there's no chazaka because maybe it moved into your shus, or that there's no chazaka because maybe you stole it from the street. He wants to say that just it's fundamentally mufkir from chazaka. There's no such thing as possessing. There's no such thing as holding on to Goldros since they move on their own. You can never really say, be called muchzak in them because you can't hold on to them. They move around on their own. Now, I understand you can lock them in a pen or something, but fundamentally, if they move on their own, there's not really a muchzak. Is that what you want to say, Joel?
Partially. I mean, that maybe it's machlish the muchzakut, but maybe okay. Not the gamre. But that okay, direction.
Fair enough. And that, I think, ties into another famous question, which is very radical, which starts with Tosfos in Bav Metzia, even though I only put in the outside the backers the Ritvan Bav Metzia. But what does the Gemara say Bav Metzia? We discussed this Gemara Metzia, lo mizman, because this is the sugi of Samchus, right? The Gemara, the Mishnah said Bav Metzia, hamachlut par v'chamer v'china mocher avdo amasol v'yold, shivchasol v'yolda. Right, if I let's think of the para, I trade my chamor for the para. Why is it important to trade the chamor for the para? Because if I buy the para, then ma'ot einam konot, money is not konot by metaphla. If the pull the para, if I pull the para, everyone knows what's going on. But I can leave it. I trade you the chamor, I give you the chamor in Tel Aviv. The moment I give you the chamor in Tel Aviv, I acquire the para in Yerushalayim or mocher shivchaso. Shifcha Eved is Nick the Bekesef. I give you money in Tel Aviv and I acquire the ship in Yerushalayim. And the Parah gave birth, and we don't know if it gave birth beforehand and it's your calf because you owned it, or gave birth afterwards with my calf because I owned it. Remember, we discussed that in terms of Sumchas, Mamanut, Musavik, Holkin. The Gemara asked about Metzia. The left saved Yerushalayim, Mein Kaima. Why do you say we split it 50-50? Just see who's the Mosa. Hamot Mehoyal of Araya. And Tosos asks, what do you mean, see who the Mosag Mosmechal of Araya? Goldros ain't lahem chazaka. There's no Mosag because Goldros ain't lahem chazaka. And the Ritva, all the Rishonim talk about it, they all give one answer, but the Ritva fascinatingly gives two answers. What does the Ritva say? The Lexi, which is my kaim of Levita Mosmechal of Araya, assuming there's such thing as Mosag Mosmechal of Araya by a cow. The Lishna Mashman, the Vlad versus Lokach and Lokal, right? Certainly sounds like whoever's just the Vlad is in, the other guys bring a right. The Imsar, where Kaimel goes in Chazak, they're not bothered. Goders and not Chazaka. So how can you say the Lech Saber Shusay Divine Kaima, believe me, either was well arrived, Goders and not Chazaka? He has two answers. First answer, the Hacha Evet Kotan Mutalba Riso, Sheish Lokazako, Parva Astrid and Sir Leroy, Sheish Lokazaka, Visasam. He makes no Kimta. This is talking about a baby Evet who has a chazaka, the next line in our Gemara, and a cow in a town where they're all guarded all the time by shepherds who has a chazaka. Okay, meaning what does he say? But a regular animal would not have a chazaka. Inami, a second answer. Hasam hu delekalatainis chazaka v'lchut. When is there no chazaka for a, what is the second answer? When is there no chazaka for Godros? When all your time is, I'm holding it so I bought it. Over here, it's what many of you should have called Gerard Demagoga. For sure, I sold the para. I just don't know if it gave birth before or afterwards. There's an objective suffix. Mahani chazaka liyav bladislini said the chazaka works. What are these 2 days in the Ritva? What are these 2 days in the Ritva? I think these 2 days are very, very, very fundamental. Most Rishonim, I admit, say almost all Rishonim say like the second day. In some words, they say like the second day. That's what Tosfos means. Tosa says this case is different because there's an objective suffix. How does Tosa say it? Came the Ika Jordan be suffix over Lotan of Sehem, but toin bori lokech and Rashusa in the Hotsumi Yado. Since there's an objective suffix and he's a tiny, you can't take it away from him. Okay, he has a few things we're not going to get into, such as tiny smari. But what's the Hakira here? The machlokis in the Ritva is, the 2 days in the Ritva is, with a normal godros, not no kimta, that's an exceptional case. Normal godros, and you have a 50-50 suffix. The machlokis is not, did I steal it or did you sell it to me? The machlokis is, was it born before him, was it born afterwards? Is an objective suffix. Is there chazaka for godros or not? What's the machlokis? Here's the Ritva. What about if you had regular godros and an objective suffix, whether born before or after the chalipin? Would the muchzak win? The first day in the Ritva said, no, the Moksuk wouldn't win. Godros ain't lem chazaka. So why did the Moksuk win in the Shakra Matari and Mabitsiya? It must be a special case of a town when no animals went on the road through Rishos Rabbim, and therefore they're not real Godros. Second day in the Ritva. And many old Rishonim say yes. No, in a case like this, where there's an objective suffix, and it's not just he said, I sold it, I didn't sell it, I bought it, I didn't buy it, chazaka works. What's the yesod of the machlokas here? I think the yesod of the machlokas is understanding what do we mean by godros ein lem chazaka. There are two ways to understand godros ein lem chazaka. One of them is, and there are two kinds of chazaka. There's chazaka, whoever's holding it, it's proof that whoever's holding it, it's proof that they bought it. Because usually when people are holding things, because they bought it, not because they stole it. Then there's another kind of chazaka, which is hamotz mechver olaf haraya. It doesn't prove anything. There's no way to prove anything. However, whoever's holding it keeps it until proven otherwise. Classic example, safek bechor, right? But matziah dabab, right? My animal gives birth. I'm not sure if it's a bechor or not a bechor. If it's a bechor, it goes to the kohen. If it's not a bechor, it stays with me. Whoever's Rishus, it then keeps it. Doesn't prove anything. If it's in my Rishus, it doesn't prove it's not a Bechor. If it's in the Kohen's Rishus, it doesn't prove it is a Bechor. It's just that without proof, not as a Raya, but as a Hanhaga, we'll call it. Not as a B-word, but as Hanhaga. Most of them are all of a Raya. So the question is, when we say, go to Zainam Chazaka, does that just mean it doesn't prove that I bought it? Or does that mean you're not considered to be in possession at all? That's really the Hakira. Let me explain this. What's the Hakira? In Godros, Ein Lahem Chazaka. One is that that it doesn't prove that I bought it. Based on everything we've said above. Why doesn't it prove that I bought it? If I'm holding AB's watch, it proves that I bought it. Because otherwise, why would I be holding AB's watch? But if I'm holding AB's sheep, it doesn't prove that I bought it, because maybe it walked into my yard on its own, or maybe I grabbed it from the street, depending on who you ask. Or if we go further, we say no. There is no concept. Now, maybe I'm saying this a little strongly. There's no concept of of chazak at all. There's no possession. You can't really be holding on to godros. There's no concept of chazak at all by godros, right? There's no concept of possession at all. What's the nafkamina? I think the nafkamina could be, why, since they walk around, you're not really holding them. The nafkamina could be exactly this case of the Ritva. What do I mean? I mean, what if I don't need to prove that I bought them? What if there's an objective suffix? If there's an objective suffix, I don't need to prove that I bought them. Machla par b'chamor, 50-50 when the par gave birth before the chalik was chal, after the chalik was chal. I don't need to prove that I bought it. It's a 50-50 suffix. I just need to be the mochsar. So what if you have, and what are the nafkaminas? One, what if you have an objective suffix? If you have an objective suffix, then here you have the Ritva in his second answer and Odin showed him. They say, then Mochsuk in Goldros. Why? Yeah, it's not a proof that I bought it. But you know what? I don't need to prove that I bought it. When do I need to prove that I bought it? If I'm stop holding your thing, that's what it says. If I'm stop holding your sheep, I need to prove that I bought it. If not, you're the Markham. But if it's an objective suffix, I need to prove that I bought it. No one has any proof. It's a 50-50 suffix when it gave birth. I just need to have the status quo. But if there's no concept of possession at all, then this is the Ritva's first answer. Nope. Godros ein lahem chazaka. You are mochzik in Godros. Why here? Because you don't need a proof. If there's an objective suffix, I don't need to prove I'm right. You just need a status quo, right? A hachra. In the case of machu par b'cham or safek b'chor, similar discussion in Echron about safek b'chor. In the case of this objective safek, I don't need to prove that I bought it. It's a 50-50. There is no proof. I just need to have the status quo on my side. Said the Rebbe second day, I have the status quo on my side. I need to prove that I bought it if I have no 50-50 safek, right? But if there's a 50-50 suffix, I need to prove that I have a status quo. So what does the first day of the Ritva think? The first day of the Ritva thinks that even if there's a 50-50 suffix and no one needs to prove anything, whoever is the status quo wins, mean hachra as opposed to beaver, an objective suffix. What are we saying? We're saying that the chazaka is a hachra, not a beaver. Nonetheless, it doesn't work, so there's no possession at all. That might, Lania's daiti, I really think this ties into the machlokes between the Shach and the Tumim. The Shach and the Tumim have a famous machlokes about what's called, if there's no Edei Ra'ah, right? That's the Lashon. There's no Edei Ra'ah. What is Edei Ra'ah? That comes to the Gemara really later on in our perek, which sadly we will not get to in where's the main discussion of this Yeah, daf mem hey. Eidei ra'ah means proof that I'm still holding it. What if there's no proof that I'm still holding it? Number two, ein eidei ra'ah, meaning there's no proof that I still have it. There's no proof that I still have it. I had your sheep. But there's no proof that I still have it. No one knows where it is now. So I always have a migo. I can say, Hezarti, I give it back to you. Am I Naman to say I bought it? Migo, that I could have said Hezarti. I am Naman, lit on. Kanisi, bimigo de Hezarti. Not the normal case that I bring the sheep to court. No. You have witnesses who saw me with your sheep last week and no one knows where it is now. I could say Echzarti and I'm never going to say give you back your sheep. Can I say I bought the sheep, migo de Echzarti? That is a machlokes, says the Shach. Yes, or if there are no Eidim that I ever had it, you're Neman Bemigo, not such a big finish. But the Tumim argues, and the Tumim says he is Yukim against him. Said the Tumim Big Machloa Chiddush. It's a Migul Lahotzi, says the Tumim. No, because it's Migul Lahotzi, because Omdim Becheskas Marakama Kimo Karka. He says, Gondor's like Karka. They're always viewed as in the hands of the Marakama. When I say amigo to keep these Godos, that's amigo lahotzi. That sounds like, I'm not saying exactly the same, but it sounds like, what do you mean lahotzi? I'm holding the sheep. But yet if I use amigo, I say, believe me, I bought the sheep. Amigo, I could have said I returned the sheep. It's amigo lahotzi. What do you mean lahotzi? The sheep's in my barn. No, it's lahotzi, because the sheep's really becheskas Marakama. That really sounds like there's no achis at all in the sheep, as opposed to the shah, who says, Neman b'migu b'chorah, because he thinks it is not a migu b'hotzi. I didn't put on the makoros, but there's another parallel issue, which I found debate a lot more than I heard about Dvar Masuyin l'hashul l'haskir, but also you could say about godos. What about the opposite? What if it's not the machzik who wants to use a migu against the markama? What if the markama wants to use a migu against the machzik? Like, for example, the Markama wants to say, the Markama wants to say that, the Markama wants to say that you stole it. Migo, I could have said you grabbed it. You stole it from my house, which is not believed. Migo, I could have said you grabbed it from the shuk. But you can have a similar discussion. Can the Markama use a Migo against the Machzik, or is that a Migo Lahotzi? And this is a big machlokas. I'm not getting into it because all the cases really bring in a million other factors. Can the Marakama use amigo against the Maxim? You might say, if it's still in his rishos, maybe you would say, look, if it's there's no achiz at all, then yes. Because it's Migo Lahatzik. Some are going to say both ways Lahatzik, so we're really not going to use this. No, because it's Migo Lahotzi, that seems to be at least one day in Tosos, meaning who's not who has a valid proof who doesn't? Who's really the Muchsak here? Is the real Muchsak? The Marakama is Muchsak. Like Karka? Or no? You might be holding it. But you don't have proof that you bought it, and therefore you're going to lose when I sue you. All right. Maybe carpet's something. Okay, one last not green I want to point out, and then we'll move on. Hopefully the battery will last on the laptop. One last not Gamina, which is what the Rub discusses. Okay. The Rav is a fascinating discussion. This is a big discussion of, in Gittin, they had a question, a really weird case. A guy wrote a get on an Eved, and now the wife's holding the Eved. Is that a valid get or not? Because Godos Ein Lam Chazaka, so how do we know that he really gave it to her? Very, very strange case. And there's the Havmin, it doesn't work. The Maskan is that it does work. The Maskan is that it doesn't. The Rav says, what the Havmin and Maskan here? Everyone knows Godos Ein Lam Chazaka. And Tosos all the Rishon deal with it. Says the Rav, this is based on the Rav's whole sheep in Gittin, which we discussed a few years ago. We'll discuss again next year a little, probably. The Rav says, when it comes to get as a shtar, there's something called Tfisas Bala Shtar, which is different than Tfisin Dine Mavados. There's one question, who wins a court case? There's another question, who's considered to be holding on to a shtar for the purpose of making it a shtar? Says the Rav, the Havamina is that, go to Zeynab Chazaka to prove you bought it. But you're still the Baal Shtar. You're still holding on. It still counts as a Shtar because you have Tfisas Baal Shtar. Maskan is you don't even have Tfisas Baal Shtar. Maybe that's also another nafkamina of this Chakira. What does the Rav say? The Rav said there's something called Tfisas Baal Hashtar, which he said is the Havmina and the Maskana in the Gemara in Gittin. It could be that you don't have proof, but what the Rav saying, the Havmina is that it still counts as Tfisas Baal Hashtar. It might not be a proof in Dine Mamonos, but you're still holding on to the shtar and it makes a kalo shtar. Because when the other guy, the named beneficiary, is holding the shtar, it makes a kalo shtar. And then
it always falls in the middle of the suspense.
You're right. Right.
What can we do? I guess we can only see the movie.
See the movie, or ask him to say it again.
I think we should ask him to say it again. Who's in the class?
AB. Yeah.
Is more Morty there?
I think so. I assume he realizes that the Zoom fell.
I don't assume anything until it comes back. You know what pair of kitten we're learning next year?
Fourth and the sixth.
Four and six. Fourth is Ashaleach.
Yeah.
Well, that was the first Gemara I learned with Rabbi Riskin in YU.
Nice.
Oh. 58 years ago.
Baruch Hashem.
Hi, sorry, we have no electricity here, so the computer died, so we brought another computer.
Could you go back to the Rav in the Havamina?
Yeah, I didn't say anything without you. I realized that it was gone. Let me just fix the... That's
weird. Went.
Now it has a different range on the camera. Can you see the whole board?
Yeah, now it looks good, except for a little on the right side.
Yeah. Funny how making the computer makes the camera work differently. But, well, okay, we're trying. Sutton's putting a lot of obstacles in our way.
This is a microphone. What is it?
That's a camera, but it's not as good.
This has no role.
That has no role whatsoever.
Kedushat Eretz Yisrael, Shnat HaShvit will save us.
Yes. Bezrat Hashem Yisbarach. Okay. What I just say about the Rav could be another nafkamina of this Hakira. What did the Rav say? The Rav read the Shakam Tarin Gittin is thus. Everyone knows golders have no chazaka. It's not a proof in court in Dini Mamnus that I bought it. But the Rav Mechadish, a new kind of possession called Tfisas Balashtar. If the name beneficiary of the shtar is holding the shtar, that creates a halom shtar, which makes it work for the shtar, regardless of the regular dinim avonos. Here, we're not interested in who wins a court case over the eved. We're interested in whether one's divorced or not. She doesn't want the eved. She wants the get. She wants the shtar to be a halom shtar. So is this enough of an achidah to be a halom shtar or not? The havnin is that it's not a chazaka, but it's a halom shtar, because at least the baal shtar has a tfisa. The maskana is, no, if it's not a chazaka, there's not an tfisa of baal shtar. Obviously, if Lichtenstein was here, he would say, they could be arguing the nature of tfisa of baal shtar, or they could be arguing that the nature of gomer shein lo chazaka. The thing is, it could be there's a fourth nafkamina or a third nafkamina of the chakira of the ritva, let's call it. And when we say gomer shein lo chazaka, does that just mean there's no proof that you bought it when the fight is bought it or stole it? There's no proof you bought it? Or does it mean you're really not in possession? Again, first nafkamina was, what if you don't need to prove you bought it? Because there's an objective suffix, whether it gave birth before or after. You just need to have the status quo possession to win. First day in the Ritva says, nope, you don't have possession, you don't win. Second day says you have possession. You don't have a proof, but you have possession. Second nafkamina, maybe, again, could be arguing about Mika the Hotzi. If the machzik makes a migo, is he being motzi or machzik? The Tumim says he's not in possession, he's being motzi. The shach seems to say he's being machzik. Or parallel nafkamina, what if the markami uses the migo? Is he being machzik or motzi? And the last nafkamina is maybe the Rav doesn't say anything about a chakiri. I know it's not a proof, but it's at least a feast that it created the star. The Rav says, half meaning words. No, as yes, mastana is no. Maybe that depends on this chakira. Okay, the last thing
I want to ask is my question. Why can't you just say it's quantitative, that it's enough of a chazoka for a third party, but not against the Marikama?
It's enough for chazoka, but all these cases are always against the Marikama.
Well, I'm saying you can just have a case, maybe the Marikama, it's not a chazoka, but if a third party would come along in a tvisa, it would be good enough.
And that is a good point, because after all, third-party comes. That would be an interesting question, meaning clearly if third-party comes, then if there is no other markup, you're the markup, right? You'd have to think of a good example, which would be enough to mean of this. I'm trying to think of what a good example would be. Okay, I think you can, but I'm not sure what the right example would be, so I'm not going to get into it now. I want to discuss one last thing. We have a few minutes left. Did I take a picture of this board? Okay. One last thing we want to discuss is the thing that occupies most of the Rishonim here. What occupies most of the Rishonim here? The question of, are goders like avadim? Because what does the Gemara say? Avadim ein lem chazaka, but in 3 years they do. That's not the Gemara, that's the Mishnah. Do goders ever have a chazaka? Do goders ever have a chazaka? So how many opinions are there? Do goders ever have a chazaka? If so, when? Someone tell me how many opinions?
Three.
How many opinions?
Three.
Correct, there are three opinions. But it comes to the bottom, there's only one opinion, because that is deemed. There's no two ways about it. When it comes to gross, not so positive. How about avadim? That's very clear. Achar gimel shanim. How about when it comes to gross? One opinion is achar gimel shanim. What's another opinion? Who says after 3 years, by the way? Who says the chazak is in 3 years? Who's the first, most famous one who says it? That after 3 years you have a chazaka.
Rava.
Maybe. I'm a Rava Einlam Chazaka La'alto Yeshlam Chazaka La'achar Gimel Shanim. He sounds like it, but the Rashbam says the Rashbam, and we'll get back to that in a moment. Says the Rashbam, Hagodros. Sorry. Says the Rashbam, one second. Aval yesh lahem la'avodum ulegodros chazak v'lachar gimol. This is the opinion of the Rashbam. Also the opinion of the Rabbeinu Gershom, at least with the Haggah, right? Our Rabbeinu Gershom is the Haggah of Chishik Shlomo. In the New Gemara it says Haggah of Chishik Shlomo. The other Gemara is just a little footnote in the bottom of Rabbeinu Gershom. What does Rabbeinu Gershom say here? Rabbeinu Gershom says here, Behema gabi avodim gabi godros be medakte and ushir kol kachin uchazaka. No. And 1 second. Where is this? Yeah, our Rabbeinu Gershom makes so much sense. Kedibatani behema gabi avodim gabi godros behema daka deim lo shmira kol kach. But in there be chesik shlomo, he fixed it to say ulaytzarich lomar. For some reason, I had a different one in my. Do you have a different? What do you have in your? Maybe I was looking at the Haggah in my. In my other one, but what does he say here? V'hagalo katani behema gabi avodim shindadaka gabi goldros behema daka, etc. Okay, it's not as clear. He says, why does it say behema in the Mishnah? Asked Rabbeinu Gershom. And he says, because it depends which kind of behema. Some of them are left hefker, some of them are not. But what's the question? Why does it say behema in the Mishnah? The question obviously seems to imply behema should have been in the Mishnah, because behema is also 3 years. So it's subtle, and it's only Haggah. So I'll just mention it all. Pat, we won't put it on the board, so we have plenty of other people too. Put on the board. Who else holds that way? The Ritva, both in the and here. The Ritva is very explicit. He quotes the Rashba differently, but he says the A Nirekein Miloshin Gemara. But rather, Sheishlim Chazaka LaAchar Shalosh Shanin. The Ritva says the same thing. And Daf Chavches VaNachin the Bottom of Godros Ukmin Ravana Na Shalosh Shanin. 3 years. The Meiri says the same thing. Ritva. The Tosos in Gittin says the same thing. What is Tosos saying? Gittin, very, very pasha. Tosos in the Gemara in Gittin says, "Ein lama godos ein lachazaka birshla alter ella ad gimel shanim yishlam chazaka." Okay, that's Tosos in Gittin, very explicit. And among the Achronim, the Shach is very convinced of this. The Shach, Kedarik Makodesh, anyone who learns Shofar Aruch Shach knows that when the Shach's convinced something's right, what is he also convinced of? Whenever the Shach is convinced something's true, what else is he convinced of? Well, the Rishonim agree with him. For the Shach as an Abishda, the Rambam and everyone else agrees with me. Afilo, Vidas, Harambam, and the Baal HaItter. Okay, which no one else agrees with the Rambam. What's the second Shita? The second Shita is they have no Chazak at all. That there's no chazak at all already on our page. The Rashbam said 3 years, and of course, I brought on the side says Shulchan Aruch, etc. But the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch wrote only Avodah Hashem in 3 years, and Godros do not. If we look in the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? What is the Rambam saying? Perk Yudav Torah Minitan. Behema Okayesh Inishmor Alechsim Amakum Vara Eina Becheska Zosha Tafsa. Etc. Etc. Then three halachas later says Chena Abadim Shichol Hale Eina Becheska Zosha Tafsa Nadam Ella. Etc. Etc. And then he says, but Heves Anita Shtafsa Ebed Eidim Sheishol Zeebed Shaloshanim. That's different. Everyone but the Shach agrees, the Magen Mishnah agrees, and the Sma agrees, and the Gra agrees, right? This is the Rambam. Lefi kol ha'achronim. Except for the Shach. The Magen Mishnah in the name of the Baal HaItter, which also the Shach disagrees with. And who in our Gemara says explicitly there's no chazaka ever, no matter how much time passes? Which Rishon and Rashi? Anyone? Who in our sugya says that explicitly? From the Makor? Says the Yad Ramah. Says the Yad Ramah. Elamim is not Hani me the Avadim have Shaloshanim. There is no Shaloshanim Tatlu. The Goros name who? Lo Masakin Libyad Masayel Baraya. If it's Godros, he needs a proof. There's never an amount of time. The Ramah says this explicitly. And Shita, who's the in between Shita? One Rishon. But it's an attractive Shita. Which Rishon says something in between? Anyone? Who says a third Shita? Okay, could be my speakers aren't working. So I saw you this lips move. The Rashba, he's also quoting the Ritva, says the Rashba in between Shita. What does the Rashba say? Says the Rashba on Daf Chafkes. The Rashba doesn't talk about an Arsugi, he already did. He said, Godos Elam Chazaka La Alter, Avalacher Shana Ustaim Shadur Chabayim Lahakbid Bekachva Enam Anichon Soviana Cherem Yeshlam Chazaka. There's no chazaka immediately in Godos because maybe you grabbed it off the street. How did that prove you bought it? But after a year or two, when it's the derech that you would have been mocha, there's chazaka. And that's what the Ritva here quotes. Nir Diri Moria Rashba, Dava, etc. Godos, the Nihida, Inlim Chazaka, the altar, well, Yeshlam Chazaka, but they share Chabai, the Hapish, Lolin, right? Yeshlam Chazaka. Okay, let me ask a simple question, Rabosai. How does our Gemara sound? If you only had our Gemara, what would you expect? 3 years, never, or less than 3 years? Yehuda already answered this, right? Our Gemara says
3 years.
3 years, because the Gemara says, "Amar Chazaka, Amar Rava, Ein Lo Chazaka La Alter, Lo Yesh Lo Chazaka La Achar Gimel Shani." Right? What's the makor? The makor is the pashtus of the Gemara on Daf Lamed. It says, "Ein Lo Chazaka La Alter, Lo Yesh Lo Gimel Shani." What does everyone else have to say? Everyone else say, that line is only talking about Avadim. Right? 2 and 3 answer that Rava was only referring to Avadim, not Godros. But obviously the Pashtos is 3 years. So why did they say that? That's what it sounds like from our Gemara. If you only had the Mishnah, Daf Chav Ches, what would you say? If you only had the Mishnah, what would you say? Ches, because Abatim, etc. is 3 years. They even discuss things that are less than 3 years, through props, etc. There's no Godros in the Mishnah, right? So, the Pashtus of the Mishnah, Daf Chav Ches, is against. Basically, Pashtus of the Mishnah, Daf Chav Ches, is against, at the very least, I think we can seemingly, we can say, Pash of the Mishnah is against our Gemara. What's the makor to differentiate the Mishnah, the Pashtas of the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, which said Avadim, and did not say Godros. It says a lot of things. Batim and Sados and Besavadim and listed. You don't even probably remember how many things that listed in that mission. Batim, Boro, Shichin, Ma'aro, Shovchos, Mechatzos, Besavad, Mishlach, Mavadim. It mentioned so many weird things. It couldn't have mentioned Godros. It's It's a pretty good shot that Goldros are not, do not have a chazaka in 3 years. And that was the diuk they brought, that all the Rishonim brought for Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, at the duyuk from the Mishnah, the Rashba, the Rishon, the Rabbeinu Chananel, that, and of course, what will the others have to say? They'll have to give an answer, right? That's the Mishnah only dealt with things that the halachic status of karka, the vadim halachically are like karka, so they're in the Mishnah. Godus are halachically like karka, they're not in the Mishnah. That's already where Rabbeinu Gershom said here, at least the way he fixes it is up in the Haggah. That's the answer some of the other Rishonim. Or maybe in a Chananel, because the difference, some animals you let wander in the street, some animals you don't. Or
Rebbe?
Yes.
What about the Mishnah saying, because you horse perot tadir? If you can milk the godrot or every day or periodically take a wool from them, use them for meat occasionally or once in a lifetime?
That's a good question, although I deny your premise. Because you're imagining modern factory farming. The goners are certainly not osep perot tadir. You only share the wool once a year, and you only milk them in the birthing season. You don't milk them all year long. You probably, I think the milk is also seasonal. I believe, I'm not an expert, I believe in the old days milk was seasonal, only nowadays they figured out how to milk them all year long. But in the old days, the milk was seasonal. So the mice, maybe it's not osep perot tadir. But, you know, so I don't know if it's included in that. Okay. Let us now, of course, so basically, like many machlokas, there's a svara behind it. There's also textual proofs behind it. On the one hand, if you look at our Gemara, it sounds pretty clear like 3 years, unless you have to say that line, even though it came after Godros, only meant Avodim, which could be. We have to steer from Godros and Avodim. Maybe the line was only meant Avodim. On the other hand, the Mishnah sounds like it's not 3 years. If it's not 3 years, would it be never, or would it be some new Hakdara? Okay, reasonable shot that the Rambam would say, we never repeated such a new Hagdara. He's not willing to invent a new Hagdara. The Rambam says, I'm not willing to invent a new Hagdara. And the Rashba is. Okay, the question is, what I want to deal with, and this will end, is what's the Sibara for each Shita? Which is? Because not Shima said here, thinking of Shana. Right, although then it's the Philby Shalosh Shana Beloma Yom Yom, perhaps. Or you still need Shalosh something. Everyone agrees with me, Shalosh something, which he doesn't. Okay, let me ask you a very simple question. Misvara, who makes the most sense? Misvara, who makes the most sense? What is, does it make sense that it should be 3 years, Misvara? Should be 3 years. What's the problem with that? Is that okay? Or is that problematic, Misvara, the shear should be 3 years? What does the Avrama say? Where did 3 years come from? Where did we get 3 years from? What was our maskana? It's garbage. You're careful with your star for 3 years. What a
There's no star on animals.
There's no star. Star is for karka navadin, says the Rama. This is kasha Misvara, as the Avrama says. The reason for 3 years is shtar, and there's no shtar. That's actually very difficult, Misvara, because there's no shtar. If there's no shtar, then where do you get 3 years from? I understand you want to say if you didn't object for a certain amount of time, but where do you get 3 years if there's no shtar? That's a difficult question. What is the svara? Anyone? Anyone, only one Rishon answered this explicitly. Who answered this explicitly? The Ritva. What was the answer? What's the svara for 3 years? says the Ritva, lo plug. The Ritva, not here, the Ritva on Daf, the Ritva on Daf Chavches. What does the Ritva say? What's the altar? That makes sense, like we explained in the last board. Not to differentiate. Okay, they have no star. They didn't want to differentiate. You know what? Since Karp is 3 years, they make Godos also 3 years because they just want to make a simple rule. You're right, there's no logic. There's no logic. There's no logic. But, right? Just anybody have three rules? Metaltlin is the altar. Tark is 3 years. And Godos, you're going to be a rashman and make up a new rule? That's not how halacha works. So we want to simplify things. Not everything has to be logical. Sometimes it just has to be simpler. Okay, the Kovach Shiurim says something else. According to Kovach Shiurim here, Shiurim here says, it's very difficult. He says no one really holds the Shiurim. It's not true. He didn't, he had a copy of the Ritva. Oh, no, he didn't. Ritva Bob Bas was not known in his days. But he says, not true. He says, you know what is really not true? He says, this Rashbam is only going on the Mishnah. And remember, I had a machlok at the beginning of the year. Who is the continuation of the Mishnah? Right? So he says that the Rashbam is my ring. The Rashbam is Holchei Usha. Holchei Usha says, remember, we learned it from Shor Muad, not from a star. The Rashbam is going to be possible. Therefore, he says the Rashbam didn't mean this for Psak, he just meant this for the Mishnah. But we don't paskin that way. Okay, you see, it's very difficult. Sarah says the Kovach Shiurim, that's Holchei Usha, so there's 3 years having nothing to do with Shtar. We owe this because of Shtar. Plus, we didn't hold Usha, but not Halacha L'maisa. The Ritva says, I know it's no logic. Kovach Shiurim says, no logic. It's only logical for Holchei Usha. So there's Shvam and the Holchei Usha, not for Halacha. There's no machlok seeing the Shvam and the Rabbah. They both agree. It's just, he was talking about Holchei Usha. The Ritva says, look, what? The only other option I can think is, it's very difficult, is that, you know what, even without Holchei Usha, we were very, very close to getting 3 years before we had to bring in Shtar. What do we say? A person's not Makbid until 3 years. Just say, what about Hani Devei Baril Yoshev? They're Makbid in less than 3 years. And then to answer that, we said, because you're careful with the Shtar. It could be that Olai Yesh Lomar Derov Anoshim Makpidim Achar Give me Shonim, right? Remember the Shakhtar? Yes, I'm going out on a limb here. I'm sort of saying that line, penultimate line of the Shakhtaria, is really true. Derov Anoshim Makpidim Achar Gimel Shonim Vali Inyan Shtar. Without Shtar. It's only Bei Baril Yoshev who we need to bring in the star first. The Tirtzu Dimiz Daher Vishtare Rak Mishum Hani Dibei Baril Yoshev. And therefore, Rashbam Udime Mairi Beruv Enshi below the honey bay bar el yashib ufidome. Maybe you could say that most people are makbid in 3 years. You only brought in star to cover like the weird people in bay bar el yashib. But many people are makbid in 3 years, and owned enough people are makbid in 3 years, and therefore that's true even according to us. Okay, you have three ways.
Many places emphasize very strongly that the whole issue is Mishra.
The Rashbam is going to be difficult. The Rashbam is going to be difficult. Okay.
It's for both the Kovashir.
Unless the Rashbam is really like the Rishpah, then it's just a little plug. Okay. How about number two?
Does number two make sense to me, Svarah?
Yes.
Svarah number two. There's no star, so there's never a chazaka. It sounds good. If there's no star, there's no chazaka, but I just have one question. What's my one question? It doesn't go work because when is proof that he sold it, why isn't lack of mechah proof that he sold Godros? Still, why is so pick a Rashba, pick some amount of time. Why don't we still say lack of mechah is proof that you sold it? After all, shouldn't at some point your silence be a proof? Shouldn't your silence be a proof at some point?
Last year, the Godros and Metaltlin, and Evan just got in there because of the Xeras HaKos of Hukshu LeKarkos.
I'm saying, Svara, you're giving me a halos. The Maisa, you're holding on to my sheep for many years. Shouldn't it be a proof since I didn't say anything that it's yours?
No.
Which is?
Whether it's possession or...
Because I see it in your hands. Psychological object. So I thought they were called to the Ksos. What do you mean then the Rambam? You tell me, what did the Ksos say to the Rambam? That Cheskizimul Shana is not really proof. It's really Takana to help people who might lose their star. If it's a Takana, they only made the Takana for people who lost their star, not people who didn't lose their star. So maybe you could say, Ula, Yish Tarit, the Cheskizimul Shana. And then it will be the Rambam Lishitase. Meaning, can't be sensible proof at all. Should there eventually be a proof? No, because the Lashon was never a proof. It was only or Inami. Yeshlomar, the Ain, the Ain Omer, the Bailim, Hayumokin. It can't be stomping a Bailim and object if someone had their thing. No, don't read the Bailim and object. Maybe the Bailim would make plans to get it back, maybe not. Ella. The Hayamoche Bo She Yidaher Vishtaro. Meaning, Mechah, what does Mechah mean? Mechah doesn't mean I'm angry you stole my thing. Mechah means hold out your star because I'm going to sue you and ask for the star. The Kavan, the Ein Bahem Star, Lo Shayach Limchos Klal. So I think there are two good ways to explain the Svara of the Rambam and the debate. Either, why would there never be a proof? Either because Chalak was never a proof, that was a misunderstanding, was Dakana, or because the proof is that you weren't Moche. But it's only Shayek to call something Mecha if I tell you be careful with your star. Just stop yelling and screaming is not called Mecha. And therefore, it's no star, that's Shayek talking about Mecha. Truth is, I thought maybe you could say something else. Maybe you could say he doesn't know who to be Moche because he doesn't necessarily know who has his Metapolin because he doesn't know where it is. Okay, the Rashba is actually make a lot of sense. As long as you're willing to be a little more creative halakhically and say there's a new getter not found in Shah, you know, it makes the most sense to be smart. There's no in a stack, but yet there's some significance to your reaction. So if you're silent for a long time, you are moda, and if not, not. Okay, so all these shitas make smart advice, and we have three shitas. We can explain where they came from in the Gemara. We can explain where they came from Isvara, and Amir Tzashem will pick up next time with a very, very labedic, important Shas Sugya, which is the famous Easy Da'achlu Chushli bit Neharda, which is this little Gemara, tell the two dots, continuing the Gemara to the two dots, about the famous Easy Da'achlu Chushli bit Neharda, which is one of the biggest Migu Sugyas. One of the biggest Migu Sugyas in Shas. And you want to...
Look at the Gemara here, till the two dots, which is almost at the end of Lamed Vav and Aleph, and we'll have to come back to it. You're going to want to look at the Yad Rama and Rabbeinu Yonah here, and again, we'll come back to it, but just briefly, if anyone wants to get a head start, look at Tosos Bava Kamak of Zayin Amid Aleph. Look at Tosos Bava Bastron and Beis Amid Beis. Look at the Nemuka Yosef here. Then we will, I'll send out Makoros Mirza Shem later. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. who would, we had very low.